Today's gospel reading is so powerful because it reminds us how the Lord is very mindful and attentive to those who are around him. When he was invited to a banquet, he saw how the spiritual leaders and teachers of his time were so enveloped in themselves that they were only worrying about finding places of honor or worrying about what is in it for them. But you also see how attentive he was to others who are around him, especially the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the ignored. And that's why he taught them and teaches us today that when we hold a banquet, we need to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, those who are unable to repay us, for we shall be repaid by God at the resurrection of the righteous. God knows our intention and he sees us deep from within. So therefore, we have to be genuine, be true, be real, and put our faith, our belief into action, into service, into genuine care of one another. God sees our heart, and we have to be true to that. And we have to take on that mission to care for the poorest of the poor with how we live. My brothers and sisters, this gospel reading really touched me in many different ways, on a personal way and in my own ministerial way, because I understand what it means to be poor. And being poor really sucks, huh? Being poor really sucks. Especially as a child who had little to nothing, and seeing one's friends have all of the things he would ever wanted, it makes me envious and jealous of them. But also at the same time, it had taught me to be humble, to be genuine, to be gracious, and to trust in God. It sucks to be poor, but it also now gave me a foundation of what it truly mean, not just to live for this world, but to be simple enough to recognize how God had been generous in my life by sending the people when I and my family needed help, and how God had been so gracious in providing for us, not with what we wanted, but what we needed. And so now, as I have a little bit more in my own life, I'm able to assist and to help those who have little, because the kingdom of God is also theirs. And at the end of the days, the kingdom of God belongs to the poor. The poor is honest. They're brutal. They're gritty. But they're real. Unlike sometimes the educated or the boastful or the elite class, oftentimes hides their true feeling behind fancy words and fake interactions in order to secure so-called friendship or relationship. The poor will tell you directly what they truly think, because they have nothing to prove, and they are what you see is what you get. I know what it means to be poor, but I also have learned a lot from the poor, and especially how the church takes care of the poor. And the people that have taught me the most of how to take care of the poor have been Mother Teresa's sisters. The two ministry that they do in Vietnam that I truly admire is, first, taking care of orphans, and second, the elderly destitute. So the sisters would pick up the elderly who have no home to live, living on the street, especially those who are disabled. They take them back to their different houses, and they care for them with tender love and with attentiveness. And working with the elderly, especially those who are disabled, are not always easy, my brothers and sisters, because sometimes their disability makes them very grouchy, sentimental, and irritable to work with. Yet the sisters are very patient with them and care for them as if they care for Christ. And the sisters never force them to become Catholics. But when the sisters pray, they go to the chapel and invite those who are there to join them if they like. Almost all of those who came and are cared by the sisters became Catholic, not because the sisters forced the faith on them, but as one of them have said to me, that I have become a Catholic because I have seen the love of God through the sisters. That's how we're called to evangelize and to live our faith. Not forcing it upon other people and to show other people how righteous we are. But so full of ourselves. But to truly care, to serve, and to give ourselves to those who are unable to repay us with genuine service, genuine charity. The second example that I have that really touched me when I get to spend time with the sisters in Vietnam. One child came to me when I was visiting one of the orphanages that are run by the sisters. One child, around 3.5 or 4, ran to me and hugged my leg. And she spoke to me in Vietnamese. She called me grandpa. So the sister taught all of the children at their orphanage to call Freach grandpa. They told the children, well, father is the father of your father and mother. Therefore, they are your grandpas. So I guess I'm a very young grandpa according to that standard. But anyway, that child spoke to me in Vietnamese, and she told me, Grandpa, why did my parents leave me? Wow, at that moment, I was at loss for words. So I knelt down, looked at that child in the eye, and I said, Child, I don't know what happened. But you're not abandoned. You are loved by the sisters, and I love you. The church loves you. You are our family. My brothers and sisters, we might be abandoned by this world. We might be forgotten, ignored, and oftentimes pushed aside by this world. But we're not abandoned by God. We're not rejected by the church. And you and I are the church. Be the church. Serve because we are the church. My brothers and sisters, poverty taught me a lot. And it teaches me that we gotta be grateful. And we gotta be generous in how we serve one another. Because the kingdom of God is for those who are humble enough, those who have nothing except their ability to trust and give themselves to one another and to Him. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, reread the gospel reading for today. And see how you and I can live out what the Lord Jesus have taught us. Not just worrying about our own selves, our places of honor, playing the game. So that we get recognized by other people. Or to show to other people how Catholics or how knowing we are. But to truly be attentive to those around us. Especially those who cannot repay us. So that our righteousness, our faith, it not just grounded on ourselves, but on the love of Him who hath been gracious and generous to us.